Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without...
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Love comes without a guarantee. Not something we want to believe, but we learn to endure even the worst of times. Separation, divorce, and the death of assumptions.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Most of the songs today create dissatisfied women. They can look back nostalgically to see a life so full of possibilities now gone. In such a circumstance, remembering offers little consolation. The songs may or may not reflect the state of a marriage, but the decline of life and the trap of familiarity echo persuasively. From David Shire and Richard Maltby Jr.'s 1989 score to Closer Than Ever, Lynn Winterstellar with Patterns, and from Stephen Sondheim's 1981 score to Merrily We Roll Along, Ann Morrison, Like It Was.
Patterns in my life that I trace every day. Patterns as I say the things I always say. Patterns in the ceiling as I lie awake. Why are patterns haunting every move I make? Just look. Here I am on cue again, upset, feeling torn in two again, afraid, saying I'm okay, making little jokes till I run away again. And yet today I am not the same. I feel my tuck them safely away again. Patterns that begin as I walk through a door. The curtains and the kitchen floor. Patterns in the day's routines I must arrange. Patterns in the ways I try, but never change.
Charlie, why can't it be like it was? I liked it the way that it was. Charlie, you and me, we were nicer then. We were nice, kids and cities and trees were nice. Everything. I don't know who we are anymore, and I'm starting not to care. Look at us, Charlie. Nothing's the way that it was. I want it the way that it was. Help me stop remembering then. Don't you remember? It was good, it was really good. Help me out, Charlie. Make it like it was. It was better, Charlie, we both know it.
But we're not the three of us anymore. Now we're one and one and one.
Charlie, nothing's the way that it was. I want it the way that it was. God knows things were easier then. Trouble is Charlie, that's what everyone does. Blames the way it is on the way it was, on the way it never.
Lynn Winterstellar Patterns and Ann Morrison, Like It Was. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Like everything else, love rises and falls. Even when it survives, it changes as we change. Even when it dies, a marriage may persist. A wife trapped in an empty marriage talks almost entirely about her husband. A famous film director works on his latest picture and struggles to balance the various women in his life. As he drifts toward a breakdown, only his wife can help. But as she submits to a reporter's questions, she illuminates her marriage and herself. From Maury Esten's 1982 score to 9, Karen Akers sings, My Husband Makes Movies.
That your marriage is in jeopardy?
None whatsoever.
Everything he does gets more attention.
What about your husband's friendship with Carla Albanese?
My husband has many friends.
When was the last time you saw Claudia Nardi?
I have no idea.
3 years ago in Mallorca.
That was gossip.
But compromising photographs were published in Il Giorno.
They were composites. We won a lawsuit in that case.
But in the public's mind.
Oh, please. When will you understand? My husband makes movies. To make them, he lives a kind of dream in which his actions aren't always what they seem. He may be on to some unique romantic theme. Some men catch fish, some men tie flies, some earn their living baking bread. My husband, he goes a little crazy making movies instead. My husband spins fantasies, he lives them, then gives them to you all. When he was working on the film on ancient Rome, he made the slave girls take the gladiators home. Some men buy stocks, some men punch clocks, some leap where others fear to tread. My husband, as author and director, makes up stories in his head. Guido Contini, Luisa Contini, number one genius and number one fan. Guido Contini, Luisa Contini, daughter of well-to-do Florentine clan. Long ago, 20 years ago, once the names were Guido Contini, Luisa Del Forno, actress with dreams and a life of her own. Passionate, wild, and in love in Livorno, singing with Guido all night on the phone. Long ago,
someone else ago. Oh, he needs me so. And he'll be the last. My husband makes movies to make them. He makes himself obsessed. He works for weeks on end without a bit of rest. No other way can he achieve his level best. Some men read books, some shine their shoes, some retire early when they've seen the evening news. My husband only rarely comes to bed. My husband makes movies instead. My husband makes movies.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Contini.
Karen Akers, My Husband Makes Movies. These songs ache with cynicism and lost dreams. They're for women who outlast love and persist in marriages that offer, as one lyric puts it, nothing special, nothing great. The words tick off the detritus of the life that's become its substance. Meanwhile, a parallel song adapts the same cynicism to the larger world. In one song, you do the laundry and wash the dishes, but the TV is always on, and CNN spreads the news. From Craig Carnelia's 1978 score to Working, Karen Akers with Just a Housewife, and from Mike Stoller and Iris Rainier Dart's 2009 score to Laughing Matters, Karen Akers again with the title song.
All I am is just a housewife. Nothing special, nothing great. What I do is kind of boring. If you'd rather, it can wait. All I am is someone's mother. All I am is someone's wife. All of which seems unimportant. All it is just my life. Do the laundry. Wash the dishes, take the dogs out, clean the house, shop for groceries, look for specials. God, it sounds so Mickey Mouse. Drop the kids off, pick the shirts up, try to lose weight, try again. Keep the troops fed, pick their things up, lose your patience, count to 10, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All I am is housewife, nothing great. What I do is out of fashion. What I feel is out of date. All I am is someone's mother. Right away, I'm not too bright. What I do is unfulfilling. So the TV talk shows tell me every night. I don't mean to complain at all, but they make you feel like you're 2 feet tall when you're just bunch of beans out of family life. You're a whiz if you go to work, but you're just a jerk if you say you won't. Women's lips says they think it's fine if the choice is mine, but you know they don't. What I do, what I choose to do, may be dumb to you, but it's not to me. Is it dumb that they need me there? Is it dumb to care? 'Cause I do, you see. And I mean, did you ever think, really stop and think what a job? Special. What I do is unexciting, kind of dull. Take the kids here, take the kids there. I don't mean to complain at all. All I am is busy, busy. All I am is like my mother. All I am is just a housewife. Live at 5 and CNN keep us all abreast of breaking stories that contend to make us anxious and depressed. Problems with no answers hang on like some nagging cough, and every day some brand new issue rears its head to piss you off. Bad guys win, optimism's wearing thin, things are spinning out of control. Cynicism's all the fad, world events could make us mad as hatters. And almost every day, some underpinning slips away. These aren't laughing matters. Time bombs tick, people keep on getting sick, and a nickel's not worth a cent. Wickedness and greed abound, just as peace is gaining ground, it shatters. Hate is here to stay, and justice goes to those who pay. These aren't laughing matters. The truth is scarier by far than anything that Stephen King could write. The stories in the paper a daily small decline and fall, spelled out in black and white. What to do? How to take a brighter view when your brain is totally fried? Human spirits need be leavened by some levity. So take those blues and bounce them off the wall. Keep your humor, please, 'cause don't you know it's times like these that laughing matters most of all.
Karen Akers with Just a Housewife and the ambiguously titled Laughing Matters. The act of separating comes with a deep emotional wound that finds expression in the making of lists. A negotiation after 3 or 4 decades of living together as you try to divide up the books, the tapes, and the dreams. Your entangled lives make the separation excruciating as habits break and routines come undone as you pile books into cartons. Everyone is so calm, so careful, but beneath the rationality you hear the rage, and at the end you hear the heartbreak. Rosemary Clooney, Where Do You Start? And Karen Akers, You Can Have the TV.
Mm-hmm. start? How do you separate the present from the past? How do you deal with all the things you thought would last? That didn't last. With bits of memory scattered here and there, I look around and don't know where to start. Which books are yours? Which tapes and dreams belong to you? And which are mine? Our lives are tangled like the branches of a vine that intertwine. So many habits that we'll have to break, and yesterdays we'll have to take apart. One day there'll be a song or something in the air again to catch me by surprise, and you'll be there again. A moment in what might have been. Where do you start? Do you allow yourself a little time to cry? Or do you close your eyes and kiss it all goodbye? I guess you try. And though I don't know where and don't know when, I'll find myself in love again. I promise there will always be a little place no one will see, a tiny part deep in my heart that stays in love with you.
couch. You'll need a couch. That's okay. You keep the bed. I'll buy a bed. That's okay. The dog. You keep the dog. I'll come around and see him now and then.
Rosemary Clooney with Johnny Mandel and Marilyn and Alan Bergman's 1987, Where Do You Start? And Karen Akers with Craig Cornelia's You Can Have the TV. As the marriage grinds toward separation, the partners have little to sustain themselves beyond nostalgia, trying to remember whatever they had in common. Not the large things, but the small. Movies and songs and a Babe Ruth home run. The common pleasures. But all they are is memories of what you now miss. Karen Akers with Michael Feinstein's Whatever Happened to Melody.
Whatever happened to Melody, sweet old-fashioned Melody, roses and ribbons and romance and rhyme, songs about two hearts in three-quarter time. Once there were movies with stars who were stars. Where, oh, where can they be? And why aren't there heroes like yesterday's heroes? Honey, Joe Louis. Ah, those were fighters, not like the pipsqueaks they palm off today. Hemingway, Steinbeck, now those were writers with style and with substance and something to say. Garbo and Gable and Franklin D. Roosevelt. I could go on and on. The use, they're gone, all gone. And whatever happened to Melody, who stole all the poetry, posies and picnics and walks in the wood, hammocks and hay rides, have they gone for good? Whatever happened to just holding hands 'neath the old apple tree? Gone is the magic, and speaking of
Karen Akers, Whatever Happened to Melody. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. In Maury Esten's 1982 musical Nine, a marriage comes apart. Louisa leaves her famous movie director husband in a song that's much too honest to be reassuring. Leaving is what she has left. It's more pathetic than tragic. The rest of her life and its freedom is what she has. Make of it what you will. Make of it what she can. Karen Akers, Be On Your Own.
Be on your own. You've always talked about your need to travel. Now go off, unravel on your own. Go find some restaurant attendant. Go show her how independent you have grown. A single reason I can find to make me want to keep you one more day. There isn't any sort of word that you could say. There isn't any sort of price that you could pay. There isn't any sort of magic to avoid this tragicomic little play. We need to play. Be on your way. This masquerade, when all that we're about's begun to fade, I set you free. There's not much longer to complain. I'll soon relieve you of your pain when I set you free. If that is all you wish to have, then I agree. No need for thanks, your just rewards will be my fee. Go off and live your petty fictions, full of blatant contradictions you can't see. And what will be is that you'll leave. And you'll take with you all you own from A to Z. And all of me.
Karen Akers, Be On Your Own. How many ways are there to talk about a divorce, especially when it still feels new? Its glitter burns. First, a straightforward dramatic monologue that lays out the way things are, the emotions mixed together, muddied by change. How it was and how it is, and Kiss the Kids for Me. Second, a metaphor that has little to say about the marriage. Everything lies in the images of gardens and windows, and most telling of all, the key in the mailbox. The images are the story. Loretta Lynn, Mr. and Mrs. Used-to-Be, and Billy Eckstein, A Cottage for Sale.
Ways, Mr. and Mrs. used to be. For oh so long I've loved you, I know that you loved me. But time moved on and we grew far apart. It's not the way I want it, but the judge has set you free. Although you're still the first one in my heart, I just don't understand it, how people such as we could know the love that we have known, but somehow disagree. I hope that you'll be happy.
The same to you from me.
Now we go our separate ways, Mr. and Mrs. used to be.
You and me, but heaven sure has changed a lot since then. I can't put all the blame on you, for some belongs to me. What started out as heaven reached an end.
I guess we could have made it, but pride stood in our way. For love to live, it must have words we never seem to say.
And so I'll say goodbye now.
Kiss the kids for me. Now we go our separate ways, Mr. and Mrs. used to be.
Loretta Lynn with Billy Joe Deaton's Mr. and Mrs. Used to Be. and Billy Eckstine with Willard Robison and Larry Conley's A Cottage for Sale. Sometimes the aftermath is even worse than the separation and divorce. Does the bickering continue? Does it turn to rage? Do they relish the idea of revenge? I don't know if this is a song about a failed marriage, but I do recognize anticipation and gloating when I see them. Tony Bennett with Johnny Mercer and Sadie Vimmerstedt's 1959, I Wanna Be Around.
I wanna be around to pick up the pieces when somebody breaks your heart. Somebody twice as smart as I. A somebody who will swear to be true as you used to do with me. Who'll leave you to learn that misery loves company. Wait and see. I mean, I wanna be around to see how he does it when he breaks your heart to bits. Let's see if the puzzle fits so fine. And that's when I'll discover that revenge is sweet. As I sit there applauding from a front row seat, when somebody breaks your heart like you.
Tony Bennett, I Wanna Be Around. What follows is an if song. If this, then that. If you're unfaithful, let's call the judge. Nobody's walked out. Nobody's even packed a bag. It's nothing more than happy, even slap-happy contemplation. All the possible reasons and all the possible steps to take. The result? An uncommonly happy day that could, just could, lead to an even happier day. From Sandy Wilson's 1964 score to Divorce Me, Darling, Andrew Halliday, Rosemary Ford, Ruthie Henshaw, and Tim Flavin with the title song.
Well, all right.
Well, all right.
Apropos what happened last night.
If you believe I've been untrue to you, divorce me, darling.
For nowadays it's very simple to divorce me, darling.
And if my virtue is in doubt,
then there is only one way out.
Divorce me, darling.
Divorce me, darling. Divorce me, darling. And I assure you there will be no need to force me, darling. For I shall only be too ready to agree, you'll see. So if you want to live alone, just get the lawyer on the phone, and let's arrange when the happy day will be.
Alphonse Pierre, regardez, c'est Maisie.
Maisie!
Hello, Polly. Here we are at last. Is something up? Look, our husbands.
Regardez, our wives.
What are you doing here? You're supposed to be in Paris.
Catch the two-face. You're supposed to be in Angleterre. There's a spot of trouble brewing, and I'll never be at peace till I know what you've been doing in the wicked town of Nice.
If you're jumping to conclusions, then go on and jump, my friend. But be under no delusions, on the rocks is where we'll land. High and dry and washed up matrimonially.
Oh no,
if you believe I've gone astray, then do
divorce me, darling. darling, divorce me, darling, divorce me, darling. If in the marriage race you're anxious to unhorse me, darling, then I'm perfectly prepared to set you free from me.
I'll simply say to our old sport, and I'll be seeing you in court.
And let's arrange when the happy day will be.
And just to coin a brand new phrase, reach the parting of the ways.
And let's arrange when the happy day will be.
Andrew Halliday, Rosemary Ford, Ruthie Henshaw, and Tim Flavin with Divorce Me, Darling. This may be the darkest song of all. Rooted in pain and cruelty, it offers up three lessons. Infused with irony's bitter taste, it starts by saying goodbye and ends with the bitterest lesson of all, better you than me. There's not much room to add anything after that. Karen Akers with Peter Allen's Taught by Experts.
I've been taught by experts in the art of cruelty. Now I'm giving lessons free. All it takes is three. I'll teach you to make friends with pain. That's lesson number one. No, it's not much fun. Never was much fun. I've lost my taste for tears so many shoulders ago. Not sure I still know how to cry. But if you really want to learn, I try to satisfy. Let's begin with goodbye. My body is a battlefield. I've got the scars to show. One for every yes and no. Every yes and no. I've been taught by experts, and here's lesson number three. Better you get hurt than me. Better you than me. I've lost my taste for tears so many shoulders ago. I'm not sure I still know how to cry.
Karen Akers, Taught by Experts. The best known and most important song about divorce is also the most complicated emotionally. When a divorced couple meet by accident in a bar, they get remembering the good times. They're happy and sad at the same time, laughing through their tears. It's pretty clear they're still in love, but they don't quite know it. We're left with the ambiguity, the regrets, and the hope. Mildred Bailey sings Ralph Ranger and Leo Robbins' 1938, Thanks for the Memory.
Burning lips and burning toast and prunes. How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of candlelight and wine, castles on the Rhine, your cozy chair and parties where we sang Sweet Adeline. How lovely it was. Many's the time that we feasted, time that we fasted. Oh, well, it was swell while it lasted. We did have fun and no harm done. And thanks for the memory of sunburns at the shore, nights in Singapore. You might have been a bring down, but you never were a bore.
Mildred Bailey, Thanks for the Memory. It's time to break the despair. A once married man and woman discover that they still care for one another. They use the song to hide their deeper emotions beneath a series of happy accusations. They even find themselves falling back in love despite themselves, partly because the sex they remember is still as good as ever. "I'm so hot and bothered," one of them says, "that I don't know my elbow from my ear." Even so, they try to fight it off. No matter how it turns out, the duet makes it clear that no one's to blame, and they may even have a fighting chance. Rosemary Clooney, "You Took Advantage of Me."
A sentimental sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will. You've made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use? You've cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear.
something awful each time you go, and much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. Lock the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me. Took advantage of me. Yes, you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my something awful each time you go, and much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. Lock the doors, call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me. Yes, you took advantage of me. Oh, you took advantage of me.
From Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart's 1926 score to Present Arms, Rosemary Clooney, You Took Advantage of Me. A cloud of melancholy hung over these songs until the last few minutes. It was a price worth paying, I'd say, to see how powerfully songs can convey the price paid for love. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.